This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, February 5th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. A number of agriculture leaders from across the nation testified before the Senate Agriculture Committee today. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says the farm and ag economy is especially challenging. LaRue said senators paid close attention to the testimony of witnesses.
The issues that we're facing out there in farm country with the tough economy right now, the outlook looks really tough, trade changes coming up here, all of those concerns and so forth really seem to be on the minds of these senators and the committee. Certainly, I felt like they were taking the time to listen exactly what's happening out there in the countryside. That's a positive sign.
Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman said each witness testimony shared similar circumstances.
During the hearing, Jennifer James was talking about the difficulty in her farm and talking to her son about whether or not he was going to farm in the future. Those kind of things broke down in tears. So, no, I told the panel after it was over, or during the course of the hearing, that it was like the same person wrote the script for all of them. I mean, these were individual testimonies, but they were all saying the same thing.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says agriculture cannot endure a third extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. He's confident congressional ag leaders understand the situation.
Well, I think we got really strong four corners of the ag committee on across the board, and I think they are determined to get something done, and we hope that determination materializes in a good modernized farm bill that helps our farmers. Of course, this committee is responsible for agriculture, and both sides of the aisle were very energized to get something done.
Chairman Bozeman said ag leaders were concerned about a potential reduction in staff at key government agencies.
And so, yeah, there's a critical shortage, and inspectors would be another area that people are very, very concerned about. So we need to get Ms. Rollins installed. We need to get her over to talk to us about those things and make sure that, you know, we all want government to be efficient, but we don't want to cut back just for cutback's sake. We want it to make it such that the people that they serve are actually able to be served. If not, then you have disruption in their ability to get their work done.
NFU's Rob LaRue says adequate government staffing is a concern for many farm groups.
Part of the message today was really not only for things like sure that we have the staff to approve new products for farmers in EPA, to make sure that the folks who are delivering assistance and helping with open up trade markets, that we have those folks in place. There are a lot of potential unintended consequences here from just cutting things for the sake of numbers. For a lot of these positions, but particularly at USDA and in agriculture, there is real help, real assistance, real support for rural America that I hope Congress is watching carefully so that we don't have those unintended consequences.
American Farm Bureau's Zippy Duvall supports government efficiency, but not at the expense of production agriculture.
We don't mind looking at efficiencies, but when it interrupts important programs that we depend on to deliver the food to the food system that every American depends on, then we get concerned. So we are a food system that runs on time with quality and affordable food, and it cannot afford to be interrupted. And we've seen terrible examples of what interruptions do through COVID, and we surely don't want to return to that point because of this situation.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Achieving excellence isn't easy. It's reserved for those willing to work for it. Farmers like you who strive for bigger yields and better education. People who settle for nothing less than the very best, because you know excellence can only be achieved through hard work, commitment, and perseverance. Take your operation to new heights and join us for the 2025 Commodity Classic, Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at commodityclassic.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.